Shabbat shalom, everybody. This is January 31st, 2026. God is exposing on both sides. Not only exposing the lies and deceptions of the enemy, but uncovering truth, his truth in these latter days. You know, knowledge being increased. The ways of the ancient path being uncovered and walked in again. Wow, that's huge. Let me segue now into what he's been heavily impressed upon me. Very, very heavily impressed upon me this morning. Remember, the saints are told in Jude verse 3 to earnestly contend for the faith once and for all delivered to the saints. That word contend is epagonizomi. I kind of sound it out slowly. But it means to struggle. It means to fight in an agonizing manner. It signifies struggling with intense, agonizing determination like a warrior. And it's used only once in the New Testament, right there. It implies a strenuous, active fight to defend the truth of the gospel against those trying to distort it. Remember, the Lord said recently, he said, time is of the essence. The battle of the ages is upon you. Then last week, he had me share something with you that he asked me years ago, you know, when he woke me up in the middle of the night, right? And he asked, are you ready? And you know what happened? I went through that last week. But my final answer that third time, after stammering around a bit first, I said, Lord, I don't know if I'm ready. But if I'm not, I have faith that you'll get me ready. And last week, the Lord had me forward this question to you. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I'm going to pause for a minute to first insert a few things here. Then I'll get to what he impressed upon me to share with you this morning. Kind of like what our sister Jody mentioned. Things are really, they've really picked up. Things have really picked up this week. There are many concerning reports just flying around in every direction out there. You know, the last couple of days especially, aren't there? Rumors of war, wars and rumors of war. The announcement of an imminent crash of our economy as we know it. And this affects the world. It's not just here in the U.S. We know. Definitely not just the country you or I currently live in. And we know where this is headed. You know, the digital ID, right? And all that it encompasses. How about the announcement of the, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, NIFA virus from India? A prominent puppet, a Fauci replacement, health scientist, so to speak, announced that it's going to make COVID seem like child's play. They've announced symptoms begin with flu-like. It's flu-like symptoms, fever, headache, cough, sore throat. You can quickly progress, it says, that it can quickly progress to severe neurological issues like confusion, drowsiness, brain swelling, seizures, potentially leading to a coma within 24 to 48 hours. Now, here's something that they announced. And it's like I say, here we go again. They're saying some of these infections are asymptomatic. In other words, you can be sick, but not know you're sick. Isn't that ridiculous? But useful, right? It's useful, just like they did before. Oh yeah, you could have it and not know it. COVID, right? You could have it and not know it. It's useful in getting everyone to take the death jabs for it, right? Now, I remember what God told me when the first one began in early 2020. He said, and I wrote about this, this is a practice run, dress rehearsal. But very serious reports, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, because we went through a lot of the other stuff before that, about the Matrix and what they're doing and the voodoo dolls that they're making. And, you know, the point being, God's not holding back his judgments any longer. But we saints, we can rest assured all will be released in his, our God's exact, his perfection in the timing of each phase of these judgments. They will not be able to come in any faster or any more severe than what he allows at any given time. He told me a long time ago when he had me in it, it was like an acting out. This was, I don't know, 2018. And I was like a woman in travail, actually groaning. And he let me know that the pains would come closer and closer together and get more and more severe with each pain. But he assured me, I will keep you in perfect alignment and prepare you for each one. So in between that little lag, he's preparing his saints for each one. But with this battle of the ages being upon us, we his saints are not to fear. Not to fear at all. We are not to take any anxious thought. And as this storm approaches and comes in and begins to swirl around us in all these various directions, we're just hearing about it right now. And it's beginning though, isn't it? But as this perfect storm approaches and comes in, begins to swirl around, what's to be our stance? This is where the Lord wants our focus upon in this hour before it all comes in like a flood. He is so good. He is so good to get us ready. Remember Jesus' example. You know, he was able to sleep just like a baby in the middle of the storm on the boat. Remember the waves and the wind and all that. His disciples thought they were surely going to die, didn't they? They even said that. Don't you care? We're about to perish here. All he did was he rose up and said, peace, be still. Jesus is our example. You know, whenever the enemy came against him, remember his 40-day fast, you know, when the devil was allowed to come at him. And this was before he formally began his ministry, his public ministry. That's a clue, guys. We too have to be tested in the fire. Whatever that looks like for you or me or as a group and or as a group. Before her formal end time ministry begins. I'm talking about the end time ministry. He gave us our mandate, what we do in our everyday life, setting captives free and going about and as led by the Holy Spirit. But before this huge end time work begins, she too must be tested. And the devil thought, you know, he brought the best. He brought the best that he could think of to get Jesus to bow down and worship him, right? Nothing worked. Why? Because everything the devil threw at Jesus to take him out, Jesus answered back every time with the word of God. The word of God was Jesus' defense in the onslaught, during that onslaught of the enemy when Jesus was as his weakest point in the flesh. Now I'm going to tell you what the Lord's giving us as an assignment in this hour. We know how the word says the saints overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony. As he comes against you as an individual and us, like collectively, you know, what will be your and my response? What's your stance? The Lord wants us to be reminded, times of the essence, prepare now. What's our stance? What about when sickness is presented to you? What's your testimony? What's your response? You know, like this news this week. This horrible news that the mouthpieces of the devil are shouting to the rooftops. What's our response to this? How about lack? Lack, the economic collapse. People won't be able to buy food or anything. What's our response to that? How about war? You know, how about when, for lack of a better term right now, the Gestapo's running up and down our streets, collecting folks, going door to door? Because why? Maybe you're not, you're part of the resistance. We're part of the resistance. They're going door to door to gather up those part of the resistance to take wherever. Fill in the blanks. Now's the time to get the word of God in you as never before. And trust. We got to trust the Holy Spirit to remind us of it at that exact time when it's needed. What did Jesus say? The Holy Spirit not only is our comforter, but he will remind you of my word. He will show you things to come. And that's what he's doing. But we trust. We get that word in us. We stay in the word. You know, boy, we could go into, that's a whole sermon in itself, the word of God, Jesus. We trust the Spirit to remind us of that word that's needed at that exact time. This is our assignment for this hour. Not only, you know, not just your only assignment, but to prepare for what comes your way individually and as a group. Remember David, he knew he was preparing for the fight, and he went out and he gathered 5 stones in preparation for his battle with Goliath. Now he only needed one, but he was prepared, wasn't he? That was what the Lord led him to do, go out and get some stones. So is the Lord having us prepare in this hour. He wants us to be ready to contend, to fight for the faith once delivered to the saints. We defeat him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb who made it all possible. We thank him. We stand on his word. We obey. Let me go ahead and pray and then encourage all of you to share as led, to share as led. If you feel led to share, whether it be scriptures, prayers, however you're led. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to prepare us, to equip us, to get us ready for whatever each of our assignments as individuals and collectively, whatever they consist of. Father, we thank you. You assure us that we're able to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everything which you have already supplied. You have already supplied us. You are equipping us. You're telling us, think about your stance. How are you? What does the very word of God say about overcoming the devil? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we thank you, Father, that through our repentance and receiving the blood of Jesus as payment for those sins, that you are faithful to forgive us of all of our sins, and you're faithful to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We know that we can stand before you forgiven and with that breastplate of righteousness on, that it is your righteousness. We are cloaked. We are covered by your righteousness. That is our defense. Father, we give you thanks for being through his beaten body, the stripes, the blows that he took. It's through his beating that we have been healed. By his stripes, we were healed. And we stand in that now. We stand in that now. And your word assures us that those who seek you shall not lack any good thing. And that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior. Father God, I ask your Holy Spirit to minister this message and the abundance of your promises concerning your people in this hour. Remind us of your word, Lord. Remind us of what your word says in places like Psalm 91. As we are determined to dwell in your secret place, to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, may we quote this today. May we quote this in other areas as led by your Holy Spirit as we stand upon your word in the precious blood of our Savior who made it all possible. And we pray all this. I pray all this in Jesus' holy, righteous name. Amen.